You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dirt and Spray continues.
I think I'm becoming lactose intolerant. Is that possible?
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Spray.
Dude, I could choke down six of those easily.
Dirt and Spray.
Eggs, breakfast, and go whoop ass.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number three. Lots to get to in this hour of radio.
It's so deep. It's so long.
I'm sure everybody's waiting for 1 hour from now, the glorious return of Ken Barkley. Hello to all the Ken Barkley P1s out there who followed us on Twitter yesterday.
We got them, boys.
Our boy Ken gave us a retweet. A bunch of random people like, what? We had a guy tweet us who is a Ken Barkley fan who didn't know about our show, who lives in Portland, asking us, are these Eastern times for the...
Really?
And I'm like, dude, you live... All right, anyways, I want to get a taste of like what that, how big does that feel? 9 a.m. Pacific. How about you find the show, figure it out, where are we based? Pretty simple stuff.
I understand radio isn't quite what it once was. I still think it's awesome and it's free and there you go. Interesting sports fan that consumes any kind of sports content but doesn't know.
Like if you consume sports content, you don't have to listen to the station. I'd like to think you're at least aware of the station existing.
But like you could hate the show but still sure. Be like, oh yeah, I hate that show.
Those guys, I can't stand them.
Right.
Oh, Ken's going to be on there at 9? Fine, I guess I'll listen.
Right.
If you're that big of a Ken Barkley fan. We have all sorts of stuff to get to. We got to get our big pack picks in here in this hour of radio.
You make me nervous every time.
Yeah, I got it. Don't worry, we're okay. I also would like to start, because we've had a lot of people ask this question, and I would like to start the third hour here.
Okay.
Are you ready for your NFL predictions?
Are you ready?
I am. Are you ready? You got them ready to go?
I love that we didn't communicate any of this at what time. And
I just, hey, I'm throwing it out. Do you need more time?
No, I'm ready.
To make your picks. Swigart, are you ready to make your NFL picks?
Now, how deep are you going here?
Don't you worry, Bob.
All right.
Don't you worry. We go deep. I'm going to go deep on this show.
All right.
I want top to bottom division standings in every division. I'm just kidding.
That legitimately do that.
They do, yeah. And fourth place in the AFC North, I got.
That's a win. That's
and
a loss.
Third place in the AFC North, I got.
My favorite still continues to
not
be
gonna make you do that.
The playing the easy, hard schedule game.
Yes.
You don't know what a hard schedule is. You don't know what an easy schedule is.
Yeah,
you're guessing based off last year.
Speak for yourself, man. I'm well aware of what an easy, hard schedule is. We also, by the way, had a listener said, since Sprague just got called Ted Bundy, that just happened at the end of that interview. That was fantastic.
It did. That was brilliant.
He was a Husky. People don't forget. New segment idea since Sprague got called Ted Bundy. Bundy's Bundles. Sprague gives a parlay of the week. If it hits, it's a survivor. If it doesn't hit, it goes down as a death. See how many kills Bundy has at the end of the NFL season?
Hashtag too soon?
Is that too soon? Is that too soon?
I don't know.
When did the killing spree come to an end?
I don't know, actually.
What year was he caught? Do you guys know? You don't remember? That was your heyday,
That was
Swag.
In your heyday.
He was killed in 1980. He died in 1989. But was he, I'm assuming, put to death?
My mom still maintains that she...
Your mom, that's one of the craziest stories I've ever heard.
Hitchhiked and got into a car and, like, escaped it because there were too many of them.
Let's see. Ted Bundy was caught.
I don't know, by the way, how much I believe, but yeah, because my mom was a hippie stoner teenager, but she maintained. She's like, I got lucky.
1978, this says.
Okay.
Is when he was caught. That sound right?
I mean.
Sure.
Yeah.
His mom was a secretary at the University of Puget Sound.
Did you know her? Like, no. Never crossed paths?
No. You think she's like, what did I do?
Yeah, how do you not as a parent?
Well, some parents have to look in the mirror and go, I used to abuse him, so this makes sense.
That's true. I had something to do with this.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to ask for that. I'm curious. We don't need to go division winners, even if you don't want to.
Well, what do you want to do?
I want to do playoff teams.
Okay.
NFC, AFC title game matchup and Super Bowl matchup. That's all I'm asking for here.
Okay.
You don't need to give me your order if you don't want to. If you do want to, go for it. You're more than welcome to. I will leave that up to you. But that's where I want. Playoff teams, okay. AFC title game, NFC title game, and Super Bowl. Fire away.
Go ahead, Swag.
All right. In the AFC, Buffalo.
Is this in an order or just your seven teams?
These are the seven playoff teams.
In an order or the seven?
No, I'm just shooting them out there. Buffalo, Baltimore, Kansas City, Denver, Chargers. Bengals.
Where's the AFC South champion?
And
that's Seth.
Roll the dice.
But now you're doing eight.
Oh, wait.
Swag's ready. He's ready.
So for those unaware, the playoff format, if you win your division, you're granted an automatic spot into the NFL playoffs. All right. That's how it works. There's four division champs and three wild cards. Would you like to start over, okay?
Bills, Ravens.
Chiefs, got it.
There's three.
Texans by default, because that division sucks.
Yep. Okay, Houston. Okay.
Broncos.
Then your wild card would be Broncos, Chargers.
Bengals.
Okay.
Okay.
Sprague, your AFC predictions.
Baltimore, Buffalo, Kansas City, Houston.
Now you guys are going too fast. I can't write all these down. All right. Baltimore, Buffalo, Kansas City, Houston.
There you go.
Okay. And your wild cards?
Denver. I think Denver's going to be the five seed, by the way.
Ooh,
if you were to technically.
Technically add that in. Five seed. Okay.
I am going to buy it. I'm going Cincinnati.
You're going Cincy this year?
Yeah, I'm
going
to buy
it. Back in?
Yeah, I'm not acting like the defense is going to be amazing, but I'll take a gamble on Burrow and the Bengals not dropping a stupid game early. And I'm going to go Raiders. I'm going to do it. I don't feel great betting against Harbaugh. I am just going to die on the Steeler hill, and Steeler fan can laugh at me for the second straight year on that.
Yeah, they will, for sure.
I think Miami can come close, New England in that conversation, but ultimately I'll take
the Raiders. All right, so probably the most off-the-radar pick, if you will, has got to be Raiders so far, I think I would say.
Yeah.
Not a lot of shocks and swags picks.
Okay.
Nothing against that, but not a lot of shocks there. I am going to go in my AFC pick. We'll just go division by division. Anybody who doesn't pick Buffalo is an idiot.
Okay. Duly noted on that one.
I will take Baltimore. Shocking, I know.
What a bold take.
Shocking.
By you.
I will take the Houston Texans. Yeah. I know. Shocking once again. AFC South.
Watch out for those Titans.
I am taking the year two bump.
Oh yeah.
Coaching quarterback.
Yeah, do it.
Love some Bo.
Denver.
I'm taking the Chargers to win the AFC West.
Wow.
My wild cards.
That's a hot take. That would cash my ticket.
That would cash your ticket.
I have an Allen A Charger ticket.
You do. Charger AFC West ticket. You bet on it in April. Why you got led astray? You got the ticket. You're ready to cash it in.
It wasn't a big bet.
What are we doing?
It was a tiny bet.
Your wild card teams. Small units. I don't have the balls to say the Kansas City Chiefs will miss the playoffs,
don't
unfortunately. No, the Kansas City Chiefs will be in the playoffs.
If you're doing that, honestly, you're just saying
you're
rolling
the
dice with the Mahomes injury. That's all you're doing with that.
I am taking Kansas City to be a wild card.
Hot take.
I can't quit you. One GOAT said he's the greatest thrower of the football of all time. You see who said that?
No.
Tom Brady said Aaron Rodgers, greatest thrower of the football we've ever seen in the history of the NFL.
Have fun.
Taking the Pittsburgh Steelers.
He's going to get that wife bump.
To make the playoffs?
From his invisible wife.
His invisible wife is
married to the game.
It's the missing piece that he had in his life. And
I want to see Manti Te'o interview.
He's filled that hole. Filled that hole.
He should interview her. What's her name? Pigskin?
What? And I will take, last but not least, to make the playoffs, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, it's
leaving the Broncos out.
I am leaving the Broncos out. It's not a not love boat for Bo thing. It's just I think the division is brutal. I think they're going to beat up on each other, and it's not an easy win in that division.
I think the Chargers are still – I think they sneak in probably the seventh. But I think they're still figuring things out.
Anti-Bo Nix, breaking news.
Anti-Bo.
All right, the NFC.
NFC from Swag, go.
We will have the Eagles.
Hot take.
Packers.
Oh, go, Swag, go.
Buccaneers.
Oh, my God, you're so risky.
And the Seahawks winning the NFC West.
Okay.
Bandwagon.
And your three wild cards?
Three wild cards are the Rams, the Lions, and the Commanders.
Oh, man.
So all playoff teams last year saying, well, I guess not
Seahawks.
All of them. Seahawks.
That's
were
the only one.
I think the Seahawks will end up winning that.
So you
division.
Took Minnesota out.
Took Minnesota out. And you got the Seahawks in the playoffs. Okay.
Wow.
Sprager.
Obviously going to go Philly. Chicago.
Whoa. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Heat it up a little bit. Let's go. Get cooking. What else do you want to throw in that skillet?
Tampa. And they keep trying to bury us. And I don't care if you do bury me. I'm not buried yet. 49ers. Let's do it.
Oh, who needs wide receivers? Huh? We don't need no stinking wide receivers.
We don't need half of a healthy roster. My defense all rookies. Except Fred Warner.
And they got Bosa. They still got Bosa. He's still there. Any wild card teams?
Wild card teams. Falcons.
The Falcons fans are not going to be happy about that.
Commanders.
Minnesota.
No, so you don't have the Lions or the Packers in the playoffs? I mean, I shouldn't laugh at Seattle.
I'm just kidding. Detroit.
Okay. Are you sure? I kind of want to go first answer.
Detroit.
I think you wanted the horn in there. I think you wanted the horn.
He got to pick.
Did you realize that you didn't have the Lions
winner.
In the playoffs at the end
I
of that prediction?
I thought I said Lions. I got to be honest with you.
The Bears winning the division.
Yeah. No Packers.
No Packers in the playoffs for
no
you.
No pack, no.
Bold move.
No pack,
no. No pack, no.
It's going to age horribly.
These are great. By the way, we will play Flip It or Stick It halfway through the year, so that's how we do our predictions. We get halfway through the season, and then we play Flip It or Stick It,
and then we'll
let you know who we flipped from to who at the end of the year, and we can go back and laugh
who
about that.
Who will flip the most is the question.
That is all. You never want to be a flipper. You want to be a sticker. We'll see.
You got the Lions, right? All jokes aside.
I put the Lions down on my share sheet. The Lions are down. Okay, quickly, and then we'll get to our conference title and Super Bowl picks in the next segment because that's what the masses want to hear today. Mm-hmm. I will take, shockingly, the Philadelphia Eagles to win the NFC East.
I love it.
I know. I just, you know, it's a bold take. We'll see if it pans out. I, too, like the Green Bay Packers in the NFC North. I am a little fearful of the Lions losing both coordinators.
Okay.
So I like the Packers this year. I think Love stays healthy, and I like the addition of Golden. NFC South, I actually have a Super Bowl ticket on this team. Will they do it? Probably not, but I like the value there. I got money on the Bucs to win the Super Bowl this year. I think they're the most untalked about team in the NFC. They've been so close the last 2 years. I like the Bucs in the NFC South and in the NFC West, mainly because of schedule. The health is a major concern, but I think their schedule is manageable. And for that reason, I would take the 49ers to win the NFC West. The wild card teams, I'm not quite ready to quit on the Lions yet. So I will have the Lions as a wild card team. I will have the Atlanta Falcons as a wild card team. And you ready for this? You ready for this? You ready for this? The New York Giants as a wild card team.
We already got an agreement with our boss, so I don't know what you're aiming for there.
I'm aiming to be right, Bob.
By the way,
I'm aiming to be right.
Do you agree with this statement?
I don't have the Commanders in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, no. I mean, look, they were 23 of 25.
No Rams, no Seahawks.
No Rams, no Seahawks, no Commies.
23 of 25 on fourth down is not happening again.
Yeah.
Like, that's just...
Schedule's tougher, division's tougher.
Yeah. This is from an exec of the NFC, and I think I agree with this. The difference between the first team in the AFC and the seventh team in the AFC is similar to the difference of the second team in the NFC and the 13th team in the NFC. And I agree with that. Whether you think not having the Packers in or the Lions missing or the Commanders, cool. Like, no, that conference outside of the
Seems
Eagles
wide open,
is just a big question mark.
And right even now. The Eagles are replacing a lot on defense, and it's not easy to go do it back-to-back unless you got Patrick Mahomes, a quarterback, or Tom Brady. AFC, NFC title game thoughts, Super Bowl thoughts, and then what storylines are we most excited for going into the year, which kicks off tonight in the NFL. We'll get to that coming up next. Don't forget Ken Barkley at 9. We also get to get our big pack picks in here at some point in the third hour. Back after this on this Fan Sports Network.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, go ahead. Make fun of them all you want. I do follow the Pate model. Because Pate came out with his, you know, his rankings or his playoff picks. Everyone made fun of him because he took Alabama after week one and they lost. But I think he has a very fair stance of if you're going to make fun of picks, saying that those picks
Gives
are wrong,
back.
What are your picks?
Right, yeah.
So if you disagree with a pick, instead of just saying you're an idiot, where are we an idiot? Why are we? Put your money where your mouth is. Who are you taking to win what division? We're also making fun of Swigart behind the scenes because he went absolute chalk.
Well,
you have the Bears winning the NFC North, which would be a shocker. In that division, that's a shocker.
I agree.
You have the Raiders making the playoffs, which would surprise a lot of people, again, coming out of that division.
Yeah.
I have the Chargers winning the AFC West. The Steelers probably not a shocker for people.
No, the Steelers are favored.
But the Giants making the playoffs is a shocker.
The Giants making it is a pretty big shocker.
And our boss just texted us, said maybe there's an addendum in my contract. So joke's on you, buddy. I'm making more money all of a sudden.
Yeah, you'll find a way to work more hours, though, if I'm allowed.
I'm not trying to make headlines.
But this is the point,
well,
though,
I don't
on
think
the
we're
NFC.
Trying to make
not trying to make headlines.
Either.
There's turnover every year in the playoffs.
I understand all that.
Okay, just gonna go chalk.
If you want to,
there's your bold pick.
No turnover.
Very
that
little
is kind
turnover
of a bold
this
pick.
Year.
No turnover.
Okay.
What is the turnover? I don't think he had one.
So
he?
The Seahawks making the playoffs
Seahawks
is the only team
it.
In the NFC,
yeah.
And in the AFC, it would have only been
Bengals.
The Bengals.
Yeah.
And
so
Bengals
saying,
making it isn't that hot a take.
So I think that would be the of the because we're gonna do a poll question on who has the hottest take. I think it's your Bears pick.
You think that's crazier than the Raiders?
I do think the Bears winning the division is crazier than the Raiders making it as a wild card. I think it's my Giants pick. Chargers, again, surprising, but the Giants making the playoffs, I think, would be a bigger surprise. And then Swag saying there will only be two new playoff teams. Because when was the last time we only had two new playoff teams?
That's a great question.
I mean, you go through the year. I want to say on average over the last decade, it's six every single year.
It's usually 4 to 6.
Yeah, so only getting two would be a major surprise if all holds serve from last year.
I don't really take it all that seriously. It's more of like everybody just got to give a thing. I'm doing a contest with my family where it's we're doing who gets the most over-unders right, and the winner gets a cash pot out of that. The funny thing is the commercial break hit, I ran to the bathroom and I've gone pee twice now next to Swag, and I just go in there and I open the door and I go, I'm going to really regret not picking the Packers.
Why the hell did I take the 49ers to win the NFC West? They don't have any healthy wide receivers. What am I doing?
Well, his Seahawks pick, it might hit, right? The Seahawks might be as good as some people think they are. I don't really think that's a bold take. That division's
no. I don't
wide
view.
Open.
I don't view saying the Seahawks winning the NFC West as a bold take. I think the Seahawks would. The Rams have a quarterback who has been out essentially the entire preseason with a back injury. The 49ers have half their team on IR. The Seahawks are the trendy team coming out of training camp because of their offensive line.
The Cardinals are
pick.
Always a crapshoot.
The Cardinals are the Cardinals. Like when the Cardinals ever do anything in my lifetime outside of 1 year with Kurt Warner, I'll believe that the Cardinals are legitimate. Yeah. Until then, they will always be the Cardinals, and so. I don't view the Seahawks winning the NFC West as some shock. Right. That division is one of the biggest roll of the dice. Like a lot of these, like Buffalo not winning the AFC East, shock. Philly not winning the NFC East, shock. Like there's some you go down, you're like, no way that doesn't happen.
Houston not winning the South,
that would
shocking?
Be a shocking result to me because they were bad last year and they won the division.
I don't think the Jags with Cohen can take that step.
I'm not saying they can't take a step to be better, but to win the division, like Houston was decimated by injuries and they still won the AFC South.
Poll questions up. What's the boldest NFL prediction? Bears winning the North, Chargers winning the West, only two new playoff teams. Kat Dirt and Sprague.
Go vote on that one. All right. AFC, NFC title games and Super Bowls. What do we got? Jason Swigard.
I will go Ravens Bills for the AFC title.
Okay. Look, are you going Sprague? No Chiefs in the conference title.
Somebody will finally beat them in the playoffs.
I said that last year.
Yeah, we've said that for five
straight
years.
Well, I also think
say that every year.
Good luck to you.
I also think the Ravens and or the Bills are more likely to have a better record because I think the division in the AFC West is tougher now. And so the Chiefs will have to go on the road. Not that they haven't proven they can do that, but
right. They did it last year.
NFC.
No, last year they did. They were the one seed last year. Oh, 2 years ago, they beat the Ravens in the AFC title game in Baltimore.
NFC, Packers and Buccaneers.
Who's winning, by the way, AFC title game? Who's winning?
Buffalo.
So Bills over Ravens.
Okay.
Packers and Buccaneers.
Okay, who's winning?
And the Packers.
Packers over Buccaneers.
Hmm.
And then your Super Bowl pick.
And it will finally happen for Buffalo, and they will take down the Packers in Super Bowl 60.
You got Josh Allen hoisting the Lombardi.
I'll tell you what, man, in terms of an aesthetically pleasing Super Bowl, Bills and Packers is solid. Two great uniforms, color combos, passionate fan bases. I'd be all about that Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
I'm okay with it. Sprager?
I've got Ravens and Chiefs, AFC title game.
All right.
Ravens winning.
Ravens over the Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm probably going to die on the Allen Lamar Hill, and I'll just trade off every year, be honest with you.
Just keep picking it until it happens.
I mean, come on, man.
You become Berman with, what did he have, Niners and Bills in the Super Bowl every year in the preseason predictions. It was always fun.
Unless, you know, Lamar's our modern-day Barkley. I don't know, man. Right. NFC, I'm going to go Bucks, Eagles, and I am going to go... Eagles do get back.
They get back.
Against Lamar.
Eagles over Bucks.
Ravens Super Bowl champions.
So Ravens over Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Not the boldest of take, but I have Lamar getting a ring. I'm a believer in it.
I mean, how many teams in the last 5 years would have been like a surprise to make a conference title game? Commanders for sure last year.
Well, like I just think...
Outside of that, conference title games are usually pretty chalky.
I think there's an element of him... that like we know they're going to be good, and look, if they suffer a devastating injury that could change, but if they're largely okay, you look at them as an 11 plus win team, right?
Yes.
It's not the regular, it's the playoffs, so like him winning the AFC and then getting to the point where they're kneeling down to win the Super Bowl, there's people out there who don't believe they can do it.
Nope.
So it's not shocking to pick the Ravens because of the roster. It's more like how many people at this point of his career, and maybe even Josh Allen's too, just they acknowledge they're great players, but whether they think it's clutch gene or whatever weird arguments we create, for whatever reason, people have a hard time buying it. They have to kind of see it.
It's one of those things. You got to see it happen in order to get there. My NFC title game prediction. I guess I'll start with AFC. AFC. And I'm a little. It's like what have you watched most recently? Did you see the Josh Allen, Kyle Brandt, Hard Knocks thing that they did? He sat down and he went on a rant about. Yeah, Kyle Brandt asked him, "Do you have your Super Bowl speech ready?" And Josh Allen was like, "I mean, yeah, I don't have it written down, but I got it up here." And he said, "I could see the parade. I know the route we're going to go down. Yeah. The icy streets. It's 5 degrees below zero. Going to City Hall, crunching over the ice, dude. It got me in my feels. Bills in the AFC title game over the LA Chargers. NFC title game.
You have Herbert winning a playoff game.
I do have Herbert winning a playoff game. Breaking news.
No Bo Nix and Herbert winning a playoff game. I think we know who the Oregon quarterback of note is for
well,
Dirt.
4-2 and one's a local guy. Buccaneers over Packers in the NFC title game.
I love the Buck pick, dude. You know, I do. I'm rooting for that. I'd love to see Baker in a Super Bowl.
And I'm taking the Bills over the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl.
Devastating.
Devastating loss. But joyous for Bills Mafia and all the Bilbo Baggins.
I'm not going to be mad if the Bills win it, if the Ravens win it. There's a couple NFC teams that wouldn't bother me, but it's harder in the NFC for me as an NFC fan.
Let's continue on this a little bit. Like, what is your dream Super Bowl scenario?
Well, it's your team. Everybody's going to say it's their team.
Outside of your team. Like, outside of picking your team to win.
Some people don't want to do that.
Well, do it. Play the damn game, okay? Outside of your team, Swags, by the way, Chargers, your 49ers.
I'm winning the poll question running away starting.
Are you really?
Yeah, it's not. Huh. And he's third.
Yeah, because random teams making the wild card. Like, the Bears winning the NFC North, man.
Yeah,
the Packers just got Micah Parsons. The Lions went 15-2 last year.
He needs an epidural, and as you guys love to highlight, new coordinators.
It's new coordinators.
I don't know. And there's a rookie quarterback starting for Minnesota who's in his second year. So, like, I don't.
The only time I've ever experienced the epidural process, the needle was so big that they made me go sit on the other side of my wife. Like, you can't see this thing or you're going to pass out.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Those things are big, man. Big needles. Don't get one of those, Swigart. He wouldn't handle it well. Let's get to what is your dream Super Bowl matchup outside of your fandom? What storylines are we most excited for as the season is right around the corner? And then at 8:45, we'll get to our big pack picks. And then at 9 o'clock, we'll get to Ken Barkley. Lots to get to. Some more NFL next. Should we spend a 30 minutes of radio this morning on how the Cowboys didn't trade Micah Parsons to the Eagles? You going to do that today?
No.
Can you believe that? It's shocking, right?
I understand there's a lot to talk about, and you don't always get to it every week. You fall short.
Yes. It's hard to cram it all in.
It's the opening night of the NFL.
Who cares who the Cowboys almost traded Micah Parsons to?
College football just had four games, get 10 million viewers or more. Their average was the highest it's ever been. Like, the sport is as broken as I think it's ever been.
The ratings have never been higher.
But it's also never been this popular.
Yep.
It's a weird world it's living in.
Yeah, it's the most watched week one in the history of the sport.
Dude, you could even get to a little baseball if you wanted, or the NBA Ballmer story. 30 minutes on the idea that the Eagles wanted Parsons, but he wasn't traded there?
Come on.
Who was in their ear not communicating to stop that?
Let's go ahead and change the topic. What storylines get us most excited for the start of the season? The idea of Philly trying to repeat, what happens to Kansas City, second-year quarterbacks, Micah Parsons in Green Bay, who the surprise teams are, Cam Ward maybe being a guy. Like, what are the most, what are we looking forward to this season the most?
Cam Ward is definitely one for me that is on my, like, sheet. If you had, like, a play calling sheet.
Yeah, like, what's on your play calling sheet? What's your first down call here of exciting things?
The fact that we're talking little to no number one pick in the NFL draft whose quarterback was a zero star.
It's one of the most remarkable stories in the history of the National Football League.
And the conversation, and I get it, it's the Titans, I think, is the reason why. But the fact that there's been almost zero about it is kind of nuts to me.
He went from nothing to Incarnate Word to Washington State to Miami to the number one pick in the NFL draft.
But not a. I've watched NFL Live all week. Nothing.
There's nothing about it. There's been more on Shador being third string in Cleveland than that.
There has been. I got a lot. There's not one I'm going to quite pinpoint for you. And I know that's not great because people want to hear the hottest of takes. Well, I'm curious this. I looked at the contract. I took it out of the Magic Hat last week, and I didn't put it back in. Mm-hmm. Is this it for Trevor Lawrence? Because could I tell you, contractually, it ain't.
Yeah.
But, like...
dead money will be there, but...
as a franchise.
Doesn't mean teams aren't willing to do that, because we saw Philly do it with Wentz, and we saw the Rams do it with Goff.
Kyler Murray and Trevor Lawrence, to me, are the same. I already know how I feel about Kyler 100%. Trevor, I still give, like, that smaller percentage of...
is it the size? What is it about him that gives us the best? Yeah,
it's the size, the arm strength. It's the overall talent we know was there.
Because he was so bad last year.
I think it's also the lack of confidence in the coaching that he's had up to this point.
Yeah, but he won a playoff game.
He did.
And Peterson, and then it crumbled.
And I don't know
Peterson
if that's
won
real
a Super Bowl with Nick Foles.
And now this Cohen cat, like, there's quotes of how ahead of the game this Cohen cat is, and they're GM's 34. He's got Brian Thomas Jr.
His Travis Hunter Adidas commercial is pretty good. Have you seen it? They're basically, like, dancing around to an 80s jingle. It's the two of them doing different things on the field. It's a pretty good commercial.
Well, and I also, are we ready for a new king? Is the league ready for a new king? I understand that this Chiefs team might be our Patriots, and it's 20 years. But even in the Patriot run, other teams emerged.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the Bengals had the one standalone year against the Rams. I mean, other than that, in this Mahomes era, dude, like, who is it going to be? Is anybody going to finally be able to take it from them? You can
pick anybody break through
them not going to a conference title game. I did it last year. Swag's going to do it this year.
And what did they do? They ended up back in the Super Bowl.
Let's evaluate last year. Who was their running back?
Yeah, I mean,
their best receiving option was a rookie.
Yeah,
Kelce was a shell of himself. None of this mattered. Their defense was stellar. They won games in weird ways, and they went 15-2, and they went all the way back to the Super Bowl. And it somehow we laughed at them for losing the Super Bowl that way. They were in the Super Bowl. So, like,
for what, the fifth time in six time in 7 years, whatever it is?
The NFC is its own conversation. Is anybody ready in the AFC? Is there anybody ready to knock the king off the mantle?
Yeah.
We can all act like it's our team. Until you see it done, we don't have evidence of it, but there's certainly great enough players to do it.
Yes, there's teams that have been very close. The Ravens 2 years ago at home was 17-10 the final of that game. They fumbled inside the 5-yard line.
The Bills keep
the Bills with
their
the first down, the blown 13 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, there's been so many teams that have been that close to being able to do it. Hell, Cincinnati damn near did it back-to-back years in the playoffs, and then Kansas City came back and won the next AFC title game. And so it felt like it was going to be the Bengals, and now the Bengals have been so bad defensively that they're almost an afterthought in the conversation.
One of the things, can the Lions actually finish the journey? I mean, they're one of the teams that's never been to a Super Bowl.
NFC title game 2 years ago, lost in the divisional round last year.
So now they've had to pay some of the young players that have, you know, they drafted and nurtured. Their coordinators, as we've mentioned ad nauseum, are gone. Can everything that Dan Campbell started, when we all thought he was crazy and turned it into this thing, can they finish the deal?
Is the pressure on them to finish the deal this year, or is it a weird year where the coordinator change is somehow skewing the view of them?
I think this is the year with the transition. Okay, now, was it just that particular group? As we see, you know, the NFL's so cyclical. You get, you know, the right group of players and coaches, and they flourish, they come up, maybe they got 4 or 5 years in that quote championship window, or have they fundamentally changed the organization to the point where even if they have a down year, it can be like the Steelers with Tomlin, where he still never had a losing season.
His down year is 9-8.
His down year is
10-7,
and you're the last wild card team while you reorganize things.
Yeah, I think when you've reached the point that they've reached, and I feel this way about a handful of teams, I don't know if there's ever like a given year, if that makes sense. Like, we don't know how long these windows are going to stay open for. We always do play that game of, like, young quarterback, up-and-coming organization, they're going to be around forever, and then within a snap of a finger, it closes. And so you never want to take a year for granted. Like, I did the Bills, you know, the Allen thing where he has a Super Bowl speech planned in his head. I think we'd all, if I gave you the odds to bet on it, will Josh Allen win a Super Bowl in his career? We would vote yes at some point. That's not a guarantee. It's not a guarantee he even ever gets there. To your point, he can't get through Kansas City right now. So maybe this is the year. Maybe it's next year. But I don't view any of these years for teams at that level as like, that's fine. We fell short. We'll do it next year. Because you never know what next year holds. You never know who's going to get better. Mm-hmm. You never know when the new generational quarterback will arrive and a divisional rival. And all of a sudden, you got a different team you have to get through. I think all of those are pretty solid for me. I think I have to go with, though, one that you touched on, Sprague, and I think it's the biggest story in the NFL, and that is if we were to poll the majority of sports fans, who are the top four quarterbacks in the NFL?
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes.
It's universal.
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow. Lamar Jackson. You can put them in whatever order and combination you want. What do all four of those guys have in common? They're all in the AFC. Mm-hmm. And who is the only guy of those four? Well, I guess not only because Burrow did win it one time. He did beat him once.
But to win it
but
all.
But the overwhelming majority of the time, there's one guy that does it every year.
Right.
And can any of those guys, they've won MVPs. Burrow probably should have last year, but Allen did. Lamar's got two. We don't question how talented they are. We don't question how good they are. There's just a different level of pressure that comes with being in that category of quarterback. Of can you get over the hump and can you get the job done? And I think until we see Lamar or Josh Allen get to a Super Bowl, to me every year will be the biggest storyline going into the year of can one of those guys do it and can this be the year that they
well,
do it?
Well, I mean, not only can they finally knock him off the mantle, I mean, imagine a scenario where Josh Allen does do it. Let's say
the Bills actually win it. Yeah.
And they last second get it and he wins it. Oh my God, he's crying. They've got the AFC title trophy.
Now you got to go do it again.
And they lose the Super Bowl.
Now you got to go do it again.
No, I'm just saying.
Now you got to go beat Philly or Detroit or Green Bay or whoever it ends up coming out of the NFC.
I mean, I was admittedly a little too young for the Bills' four in a row heyday, right? Like, I knew about it as a kid. Everybody joked about it. And rewatching that last night, they had the Bills 30 for 30 randomly on. And rewatch, like, listening to Marv Levy do a coach's show, by the way, on local television, which is like, God, where are those anymore?
What a bygone era.
He had a caller call in and say, Coach, I love what you're doing. Don't go back to the Super Bowl, please.
I can't handle it.
I can't go to work. And Marv
just
Levy,
don't make the playoffs, man. I need a year off. I need a gap year. Just please go five wins.
So I can't fathom what that city would be like if they did finally break through Mahomes just to lose.
Just to lose it in the
to whoever game. You think is in the NFC. And look, we joke and we make picks, but like, who cares? Nobody knows who's right. The best ability is availability. I don't know if the Bears have any chance at in hell of winning their division. I just giving you a take. The funny thing is, nobody knows that conference. Nobody.
No.
If I would have told you at this point the Commanders were going to be, what were they, 12-5?
A year ago, that they were going to be 12-5 and in the NFC title game.
I'd have been laughed out of our building.
Yes.
Like, get out of here.
I would have laughed you out. I would have kicked you off the show. You're done. Solo show now.
Right.
Such a bad take.
Sometimes you don't know what's going to. So the NFC is. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
And the AFC is anybody ready to take it? Because right now, we're living in the mid-Patriot era.
Yes,
with
we
the
are.
New Mahomes, Belichick, Brady.
You got to snuff them out, man. We got to choke them out right now. Now's your time, AFC. They're vulnerable. Kelsey's getting married. This is your moment.
I don't know if they are vulnerable, and that's the terrifying part.
Let them slip through your hands, man. Let's get to our big pack picks. We'll explain if you missed it. How did we do last week? That's coming up next. 105.1 FM.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, we got to turn and burn here because we got the long-awaited return of Ken Barkley right around the corner at the top of the hour. You ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Just talking to the firm? $1.1 million man, Patrick Harris.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Speaking.
It's so good.
Okay, here we go. Fire away. Here's what we did last week, ladies and gentlemen. The big pack picks. If you don't remember, we are picking the two Oregon schools and the two Washington schools every single Thursday.
We love to give it a little love.
A little love.
I think I only went 1-3.
Jason Swigart was 1-3. The only pick you hit on was Oregon minus 28. You lost on Oregon State, you lost Washington State, and you lost Washington. Sprague, you and I both had identical picks. We went 3-1 on Oregon, Idaho, and Colorado State.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go in chronological order here. That's fine. The math yourself. First game out of the gate, 12:30 in Corvallis on Saturday. Oh, the Beavs at home on the C-Dub. They're taking on Fresno State. And according to Alan A., the line on this game is a -3 field goal.
Jeez.
No hook. No 2.5.
The fact
minus
that that
three.
Number's only 3 at home is so concerning. I mean, this is it for me. They can't win this game. I might be all the way out. So I'm gonna just die with the beef.
I will too. They have to win this game and have to look good.
It has to be more convincing than a field goal win.
Yes.
Something in my notes for tomorrow.
Yes.
I saw somebody bring up the point yesterday. A random social media person. Mm-hmm. Is this the most important game of Trent Bray's career?
Possibly.
It's not even close.
Not even close, right?
If he can't win this game, what has he proven as a coach?
Nothing. I'm also going to give you a hot take on it. I don't know if there's a bet I like more this weekend.
Okay.
I love your Beavs this weekend, man. I think a lot of last week had to do with a Cal quarterback that you didn't really know how to prepare for, who came in and torched you. Yeah, I saw the Warner kid play in week one. He ain't doing that to you. I love the Beavs.
That was a pass rush against him.
Sure, he also was getting rid of the ball quickly, and that helps tremendously because the scheme was good and he knew where to go with it. Next up, you got the Ducks at home, also at 12:30 on Saturday. According to Alan A., the line on this game is 28.5.
Today I'm laying the big wood.
He might 70 this team after those stupid comments. If he can win this 65-10, he will. Yeah.
Colorado 2.0?
Yeah. Okay. Except I don't think those kids are going to come laughing at him and then piss blood after the game.
I tend to agree with you. I also would take the Ducks. I think they win big this weekend.
Funded by an oil billionaire. What are you talking about?
Yeah. That's,
shut up.
I know. All right. Next one up. The Cougs are at home on Saturday night. They take on San Diego State.
What's the line? I'll take San Diego State.
Let's play guess the line. What do you think
San
it is?
San Diego State -8.5.
Okay. So I guess the line. You've probably seen it.
I haven't.
Because it's not on Alan A.
I try not to look them up.
So I'm just using the ESPN
line.
6.5? It's 1.5.
San Diego State.
It's a pick 'em.
Give me San Diego State.
I'll take the Aztecs.
San Diego State's playing Idaho this weekend. That's what that tells me. I'm sorry, Cougs. I don't hate you.
Do we know anything about San Diego State?
No, I don't need to.
We don't need to.
Do they have a game that looks
teams
close?
Teams make good improvements from week one to week two.
Yes.
All right, that's 3 for 3. We're all got the same picks. Now, I'm having a little trouble. I don't know if you can help me here, Swag.
Ooh, okay.
I can't find a line for Washington UC Davis. There's not one on ESPN.
I will take whatever it is. I'll
whatever
take
it is from laying the wood.
What if it's like 50?
I literally can't. But ESPN doesn't have a line. Let me check it. Let me see Vegas Insider.
There's got to be one line out there.
There's not. It's not up on A&A.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there an injury we're waiting on?
A lot of times when you have...
Because it's UC Davis. I don't think they publicize
FBS
this stuff,
versus FCS schools, they don't give you lines.
Yeah, check. Try and find Vegas Insider.
Give me a second.
What time is the game on Saturday? I'll tell you. The game on Saturday is at 8. They play another night game.
Yeah, I am not. I'll tell you right now, that game's 49.5. I'm watching.
8 p.m. on Saturday night against UC Davis.
I can't find a line anywhere.
What time is it?
8 p.m.
Okay, give me a second.
Action Network doesn't have anything.
I literally look 4 different places. I'm like, dude, I give up.
Great time.
Vegas Insider doesn't have anything.
All right, we'll just go no pixies then. No pixies on UC Davis? Okay.
Wait. Want to make sure. Sorry.
Double check. Cross-reference.
This
segment will heat up as we get better games. It's not a very good slate this weekend.
Yeah, dude. I've seen. Oh, yeah. No, not available.
Okay, that's what I thought. So no pick.
Just take it out.
Take it out. So we'll just do 3 games this week.
Washington's gonna win. There's your take.
They will win the game this weekend. Although I did see highlights of UC Davis, and their quarterback looks like he's fun to watch. Kind of runs around and make plays. But we all have the same picks this weekend. So what could go wrong? Mm. We all like the same 3 teams to cover the spread. There's your big pack picks week 2. Those will heat up as the season goes on. We got a lot to get to in the final hour, primarily with our great friend Ken Barkley. He's gonna kick off the entire thing coming up moments from now. Final hour next, 105.1 FM, The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.